It won't be just taxpayers keeping an eye on tonight's budget. The big three credit ratings agencies will closely examine it, and they're on alert for any pre-election pork barrelling. Stephen Anthony is a former Treasury official. He's now the chief economist at Industry Super Australia, and he's speaking here with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Well, what we're hoping for is a responsible document that is modest in its aspirations, that is definitely focused on the structure of the economy and improving it, and that perhaps provides a small stimulus just to keep the economy rolling over.
The big question, of course, is the return to surplus. How big might that be, given that Treasury coffers are better than expected thanks to greater tax revenue from coal and iron ore?
Well, in the current year, there's no doubt that we are somewhat better off than we thought we'd be, but in cash terms, that'll be very modest, and we're certainly projecting razor-thin surpluses over the outlook. Nothing to sort of write home about, and certainly nothing to justify political largesse.
So, as you say, a razor-thin surplus, but of course this is a pre-election budget and the temptation is for a fistful of dollars or a cash splash to win over voters. But another question is whether or not that is responsible.
Yeah, it may be expedient. It's certainly not responsible. And really what we need from both parties is a strong lead in terms of economic management and long-term vision for the future. What we don't need is pork barrelling and the continued economic malaise of the last decade.
The big three ratings agencies will be watching this evening's budget very closely. The AAA credit rating has been preserved given the move back to surplus. But what will the attitude be from ratings agencies to any cash splash that might be seen as irresponsible?
Well, any irresponsible, political pork barrelling budget would be heavily penalised by rating agencies. There's no doubt about it.
And lingering there in the background are a couple of big issues. Our biggest trading partner, China, is shaky, and Australia's hostage to global uncertainties like Brexit and a possible recession in the United States.
The global backdrop is much more uncertain than it was at the time of MIFO. You know, China is in far worse shape than we thought it would be, which is hugely significant for Australia. And in addition to that, there is a domestic slowdown in housing underway through property prices on the east coast of Australia. You'd have to be asleep not to realise that. You know, that will have a significant confidence effect going forward.
And with those house prices correcting, that means perceived personal wealth is evaporating, and that's feeding into cautious consumer spending. So that could be bad news if that consumer sentiment spreads into the broader economy.
So that's absolutely true. And in addition to that, we have many households who are just over-leveraged, and many people who are trying to get out of the housing market at precisely the wrong moment. These are the investors that perhaps bought into sort of shonky short-term property spruiked investments, and they want out at exactly the wrong moment.
The mid-year economic update was pretty optimistic about wages growth recovering to around 3.5%. Higher wages, of course, mean more tax revenue and a better budget position, but the wage price index is stuck well below that. That would seem to be a big problem for the government.
Well, absolutely. So the great contrast in this budget is that you have strong nominal income, but a slowing real economy, and certainly lower incomes growth through wages, and therefore slower surpluses rising over the outlook. You know, that discussion about the wages parameters has been put to bed. It's certainly been won by those people who thought that the numbers would be smaller, unfortunately.
Is Josh Frydenberg betting too much on wages recovering, given that economic growth is likely to be downgraded?
Basically, because we have so many underutilised workers, and therefore we're just not seeing the price pressure that we otherwise would have through wages. So really, we're in a sort of a low and slow economic environment, and we just hope it doesn't get worse and doesn't require the government to roll out the fiscal candidate.
Would you say that given the return to surplus that we have seen responsible economic management from the coalition?
We've certainly seen a period of patience by the coalition to bring the economy back to surplus, and that has been quite admirable.
And that's Stephen Anthony, a former Treasury official and now Chief Economist at Industry Super Australia. And he was speaking with our Senior Business Correspondent, Peter Ryan.